This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
We're back here on a Saturday special edition of WWL Sports Talk. We are broadcasting, myself along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from Rouse's Markets, 4500 Chapatula Street. Shop and save on all of your football weekend favorites here at Rouse's. Rouse's is a proud partner of the Tulane Green Wave. On our talking text line, and I know he's a lot happier than he was at 8 o'clock last night, Ryan Fowler, host of the game. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us. Buddy, I thought about you and almost texted you, and I said, no, let me wait. And thank goodness I did, because I thought this was the biggest win for Kalen DeBoer at University of Alabama.
Oh, there's no doubt. And listen, I had my phone on Do Not Disturb because my phone was melting down after that first 15 or 20 minutes. I had to go Do Not Disturb because it was nasty, guys. They were, I screenshot a bunch of them, and I'm going to send them throughout the week to these guys because a lot of them were complaining. And, you know, the game of college football is unique. You get a rough start, and, you know, in a lot of ways, Oklahoma kind of relaxed a little bit, and Alabama took full advantage. I mean, you got to credit the mindset of this fighter. You know, they've had this fighter mantra inside that building. This has been kind of their saying, and that's what it's been when you look at this fighter mentality. And, you know, this team has battled through some injuries and battled through some adversity, and, you know, I didn't know if it was going to be their night last night, but I'll tell you what, it's going to set up for a much better offseason if you know, they're getting the win, and it would have been if it was lost.
So I'm going to ask you, are you headed to the Rose Bowl?
Okay, Mike, I got a little deal with the audience, okay? When I watch, and I'm overlooking right now the Gulf of America right now.
I get you. I understand.
Okay, I'm here on the 14th floor. A matter of fact, there's a lot of Louisiana people from it's actually a complex. Got a lot of LSU fans.
You're at your condo.
I am.
You're at your condo then.
Okay. And so audience.
You got a lot of Louisiana guys there. I know that.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. But here's the thing, though. I'm undefeated here. Every game that I've watched from down here, Alabama's won. I kid you not. I have not watched Alabama.
Well, you better go
game.
Back next week. Is all I can.
Yeah, you better not go to the Rose Bowl.
No,
you,
don't go to the Rose Bowl. I'm gonna tell you right now. Stay with them Louisiana folks.
So this,
at least you'll know, get to eat something. Pretty good.
No. These guys know how to cook, man. They know how to cook, and no, I don't think there's. Listen, and I don't like California, man. California is. It should no longer. I understand the Rose Bowl is the granddaddy of them all, but it's no longer a player's reward to send them to L.A., okay? If you haven't been to L.A. lately, there's nothing tourist about going to L.A. other than playing in the Rose Bowl. It's not a reward. It's just not. I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a reward for the Big Ten because it's a reward for the Big Ten because you want to get away from cold weather. Come on, you can't poo-poo California the weather. Now, if you like change of seasons, that's a different thing. But if you want nice weather, come on. The Rose Bowl is the place to play. You're not going to be dealing with inclement weather and the outcome. So no excuse. Oh, the weather was bad. You know, you're not used to it. No, the weather is awesome in the Rose Bowl.
How do you think Indiana will travel, Ryan?
Oh, Indiana, they're all good.
You think they'll travel large?
Oh, yes.
Okay, okay.
Big.
How do you think Alabama will travel?
Well, I'm going to
Will Alabama travel big?
Well, I've got a lot of text messages this morning, you know, and I don't know I'm sure you guys get this as well. People on radio, I guess they just think that they just give us like tickets to give away. Like, hey, here's 100, here's 50, you know, here's 25.
Right, right.
I'm getting a lot of text messages for Rose Bowl tickets already. So I think Alabama's going to travel, fairly well.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they will. I think they will. Listen, it's not going to, Indiana's already bought those tickets. I mean, think about them. They had a 3-week head start on Alabama buying those tickets. So they've already soaked up a lot of the market, I'm sure. So that secondary market's where you're going to have to find them. They'll get the school allotment. But yeah, Alabama's going to travel fine. I don't think it's going to match Indiana because I think Indiana's excited to be there. And now, you know, they were screaming, we want Bama in the stands earlier
this year.
You got them. So we'll see what they do with it.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So when the score was 17-0, was the Bama fans saying, send his ass to Michigan? He's got to go. He got to go. You know how all the rumors and all start on social media? It could change. It's like the weather. I mean, what could happen? So what's the mindset of Bama fans? Because, you know, you never want to be the man to follow the man, and you're following Coach Saban. I mean, so what do you are with DeBoer? Like, okay, we back on board with him, obviously because you're a big win on the road at Oklahoma. But, you know, who's Michigan gonna hire? I mean, at the Arizona State, where they just gave the extension to their coach. So that'll be interesting to see what happens about how patient can you be, whether the Jim Harbaugh connection with Michigan, what if the Chargers still in the playoffs and what could happen with that, and then maybe a college coach you targeted, are they still in the postseason? But are they all on board with DeBoer now with the future? Well, what's up with that?
Well, okay, let me take you back to yesterday. Okay, you got two different fan bases, okay? And I call it the Walmart jersey fan base, the ones that go to Walmart and buy their jerseys, or that have got the real authentic jerseys, okay? That particular group, they wouldn't be happy if Nick Saban came back, okay? They're never going to be happy. So you can't please that group, okay? And that's about 20% of the fan base, okay? You couldn't – listen, if you won a national title and you beat a team by 21 points, they're mad that you didn't beat them by 24, okay? That's just who they are. They're never going to be happy. So you can't cater to them. But 80% of the fan base understood where Kalen DeBoer was at with building – people don't realize how much he had to rebuild of this roster when Coach Saban left. When Coach Saban left and departed, it was pretty depleted roster in several key areas. Offensive line was not there, and then to be able to go out and spend money, they did. They got to improve the offensive line. But I think when you look at this University of Michigan story, I think this was pushed by a national narrative. That, and a lot of these are national media that also graduated from the University of Michigan. Michigan kind of reminds you of that Texas arrogance, that ego where we cater to Texas, we bow to Texas. Michigan's the same way up right. in the Big Ten. They cater to them for monetary purposes. And those media members have listened. They call it the big blue wall up there. And it's not, we're not talking about Republican and Democrat here. We're talking about a Michigan program that builds this big blue wall. And I think that's...
I'm a Michigan man.
Well, yeah, right. And I don't think that... I just don't think that Kalen DeBoer ever had an interest. I don't think he came here for 2 years. I don't think he's a quitter. I think he's got this mindset. And, he's a heck of a football coach. He's just going to have to improve in some areas, right? They're going to have to improve in running back. They've done that in the recruiting.
Well, they
got to
run the ball.
Yes. Yes, but they don't have enough running backs.
Tell me if this is wrong from an outsider. It's like, to me, shows you how college football has turned upside down. It's a whole different ball game now with transfer portal, name, image, and likeness. But I never thought I would see the day that Alabama really can't run. And then they'll celebrate, oh, did you see that run? Yeah, it was one run. It was not the whole game. And I never thought I would see, and it wasn't that long ago, could you look at the Blue Bloods, that Indiana's a touchdown favorite. I don't care where they played, over Alabama. I mean, to me, that boggles my mind, that if you would have, been in outer space and you're living on a space station and you come back, oh, Indiana, there must be a misprint. Indiana's a touchdown point favorite against Alabama. And
so what happened? Did Alabama get put on probation?
Yeah, and now Alabama can't run the ball. I mean, everybody wants to put pressure on their quarterback, but I think if they can run the ball, that he could be highly successful.
Man, Ty is a good player. Yep. And you saw it late. Man, he made some really great throws, a great catch by Jermaine, too, over the top of a defensive back. They got some talent there. And here's the best part. Their star receiver, he was missing in action. Ryan Williams.
He has
basically kind of missing in action.
Season. He's been all season. He's been missing. So when you look at it, and I know what Bobby was saying about running the football, but I know it's also a quality of back thing. They've also had some injuries at that position. They've had to really deep down into the depth of that position. But listen, everybody wants to keep talking about Ty Simpson, and I keep telling people, I said, guys, his name is Ty. His name is not Jesus Simpson. It's Ty Simpson, okay? Bobby, you were a great quarterback. Okay, let me ask you a question.
I was very good. I wasn't great.
Okay, but you understand the position better than Mike and I do.
He's in that realm.
Yeah, right.
Okay. If I took away your tight end, your safety valve, I took away your number one wide receiver, your offensive line is limited because of injuries. You don't have your starting left guard. You don't have your number one back, your best pass protection back. What can you do? It's injuries that have been depleted. And Ty is just a guy that has back. Well, plus you got to throw every down. But like you said, you can't run the football. So you have to throw, and they can pin their ears back and come after you. Ty has been able to manage this game from a level that is impressive to me because of the limitations at several different key spots.
Well, it just comes to territory that usually a quarterback and head coach, a quarterback, you get too much glory when you win. It is still a team sport. And then when you lose, oh, the quarterback sucks or whatever. No, you have to look at the supporting cast. And unless you're Josh Allen, to me, Josh Allen is like from a different planet with the Bills, because I don't really think the Bills are that good. I mean, you look at their roster compared to other NFL teams, but there's one Josh Allen. Every team does not have a Josh Allen. Hello. So when I look at, like Chambliss with Ole Miss, I look at like what Lane Kiffin has done from an offensive perspective, and that's what LSU fans hoping that he brings to the table, is that offensively, no, we up-tempo and we dictating with the outcome. And there's not too many coaches are like that or even quarterbacks that can handle that responsibility. But it's like Ohio State. I look at Alabama. No, they got the right quarterback. Now, is the pieces around them. And you look at Ohio State, the receivers that they have, that's definitely wide receiver you. But the question I have is just, I'm just making a statement. The question I have, I think that Ohio State, where they're at right now, they got Humble, Indiana. Why can they not repeat? I would say if I'm – you got to bet your life on it. You look at all these teams. I would not bet against Ohio State going forward.
No, I wouldn't either. And really, you know, you look at what they've been able to do, building that roster is very impressive. When you look at Ron Day, and think about this time last year, or maybe even back it up a couple of weeks. I mean, guys, you guys could put him on the hot seat. I mean, think about it. I mean, where Ron Day has been. So when you think about it, but going back to Lane Kiffin just for a minute, I think he's the best play caller I've ever seen in Tuscaloosa. I saw him do more in game. Now, preparation is not his strength. He loves to throw that to the assistant coaches. He spends a little bit too much time in the hot yoga room, if you know what I mean. But play caller in game, he was the best of the best. I've never seen a coordinator the way that he was in game. And he had so much preparation of just in game that it looked like it was easy for him, and it's not. I mean, he was just such a step ahead of all the defensive guys that he went up against. But, guys, it's going to be a fun college football playoff. And I think what it is, because of the depth issues, is we could be sitting here talking about a lot of different teams, but the injuries are going to play a key role because the depth is not there in college football.
I agree with you, Ron.
Now, how about this? Yeah. You know, I trust your opinion on this. I want to see, like, the best of the best. I think, like, you know, you got high school football. Bobby, what are you talking about? You got different classifications. You got single A, double A, triple A, whatever, 4 or 5 A. And you have different champions, but they're still a champion. Like Carr here in New Orleans. No, they wax everybody. They dominate. But like St. Charles Catholic, they still a state champion. I think I want to see the best against the best. And, Bobby, what about like March Madness and the Cinderella story? You look at that. But are Cinderella, are they truly going to win a championship? I think from antitrust perspective is why they're letting the likes of James Madison and Tulane and you're not in the Power Five to be part of the tournament because they're not going to win in court if you try and keep them out. But I think like you have, I still say 1AA, it either seems like you're having a Dakota or a Montana. Look, Montana and Montana State are in the Final Four. But if you'd have a mid-major champion, and, okay, I just say this. Wouldn't it be more competitive even, like, if Notre Dame and Brigham Young would have been in the postseason versus Tulane and James Madison? What's your take on that? I'm not saying I'm excited. Look, Tulane's from New Orleans. I mean, I'm all excited about it. But when I look at, like, Notre Dame not being involved, I just think it'd be more, from a national perspective, more competitive, and you wouldn't have the point spreads like you have right now.
Well, there's a part of me that understands that you got to give these guys some type of a goal to work for because they do serve a purpose. They play a lot of these non-conference games. You know, they provide some cleanup opportunities for some of these big conferences in season. So I understand the reward, but I also agree with what Coach Saban said the other day. You're inviting a AAA team to the World Series. That's what you're doing. I mean, you're inviting a AAA baseball team to the World Series. It's none of us think that these teams are going to be able to compete, but it almost feels like that this is the participation trophy, right? We're in the participation society. Nobody keeps score in Little League anymore, right? Everybody gets a trophy. You're an MVP. I'm an MVP. Everybody's an MVP. So there is no such thing as an MVP because everybody is an MVP. I don't like it, but I understand it. I almost wonder at some point in the next 5 to 7 years, or if we're going to see a separation of the haves and the have-nots. Do we see this mega conference forming? And is that the way that you...
Are you talking about like... Because I'm thinking like a super league, like the NFL,
yes,
but the college version, because you're getting paid. Yeah, that's what I think. And then you have the ones who are not in the super league, then you let them have their championship too. Because you look at the television networks.
Would want that.
Yes, yes. They need more stuff. Live TV is a thing.
Okay, and the gambling industry. Yes, wouldn't they want that also?
Absolutely, they would. Yeah. Within 4 or 5 years, I don't know when it come about. You're going to go to 16 teams maybe next year. So, but then it could be in a case in point. Oh, well, we should have been the 16 team. Or if you have right now, like, you know what I'd like to see? I would like to see Tulane play James Madison, and the winner gets to go to the postseason.
Bob's talking about a play-in game.
Yeah, a play-in game.
Yeah, sure. You know, and we do that in basketball. Yeah. And you know, I'm going to tell you this, another conversation while we're having this. I almost wonder if we're seeing the last days of the SEC championship game. Because physically, it's another game that's polling. You're already playing now 9 conference games. You got to play one of the Power 5.
Right.
Excuse me, Power 4 plus Notre Dame. You play one of those teams. That gets you to 10. You play the SEC title with 11. You're doing this with depth. And also keep in mind, the SEC was a year behind the Big Ten on the 105 scholarships. See, Greg Sankey drug his feet when the Big Ten said, no, we're going to 105.
Yes, he did.
We're allowed. And Greg Sankey drug his feet. He really made it his conference at a disadvantage. So, you know, I know we all carry his, you know, torch, and we try to tell him he's the most powerful person in college football. It's not been a good year for Greg Sankey. He looks like he's a step behind.
No, it hasn't.
Well, you know the power of the Big Ten and the SEC. You know what I want? I want a czar. I want to make Nick Saban like the Roger Goodell of college football, and just make him be the commissioner. I mean, I think that's what we need. And like, because I want to see the best against the best. And I went to Northwestern State University in Natchitoches, Louisiana, and you know, you have a chance to play for a championship. I just think what people want to witness on TV, and there's a time and place for everything, is that they want to see what the best of the best. I think you're going to see a version of the NFL in college football with the power teams, and why not? I mean, because football has changed. You can't put the genie back in the bottle. No, the players are getting paid. It's just the way it is. And all these traditionalists, no, you're going to have to change with the times.
Ryan, thanks so much for joining us, but always love to be on with you and have you on with us. So, man, we thank you. We will talk again because you guys are still breathing.
We will. And Rouse's Supermarket
All right, Ryan.
Got the best pecan cookies you can find. Go back there and get you some. Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate it.
Rouse's pecan cookies.
Pecan cookies. Man, Ryan.
Now we're going to have to go get some to eat it right now. Eat them on the show with some coffee. That'd be good.
We'll be back with our special edition of Sports Talk. We're broadcasting live from Rouse's Markets on Chapatula Street. Shop and save on all of your football weekend favorites at Rouse's. Proud partner of the Tulane Green Wave. We'll be back to finish it up in our number one right after this break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.